little or no action from council, despite numerous efforts to engage with them. A petition was gathered by the local community. Motions were put down in council by Sinn Féin councillor Jerry McMonagall. Representation was made by TD Padraig McLaughlin, and promises were made that engineers would engage with the community, and they haven't. They just haven't. They have done the minimum amount in terms of securing safety issues, particularly around the school. All they have done is paint a slow sign and put up some poles where a crossing is needed, and that's to protect, you know, young children, you know, crossing the road and their parents at school in the morning. It's just unbelievable that it's 2 years. We had a public meeting in Carrigart on the 7th of February 2 years ago, and here we are, still waiting on action. And then just in terms of Carrigart Village, absolutely nothing has been done. Absolutely nothing. And what we want is calming measures. We're now coming literally right into our next tourist season in terms of St. Patrick's Day, Easter and summertime. And it's a really, really busy village, which is great. It's great for businesses. It's great for the community. But traffic needs to slow down going through it because it's dangerous.
And we've heard increasingly, especially with the figures for road deaths last year, there needs to be better efforts made to protect pedestrians and drivers alike.
Exactly. I mean, that's what you want. You know, this is just common sense. You know, exactly what you said. You're protecting both pedestrians and drivers. And it's not difficult to slow down coming into village if you know that, you know, the signs are up well in advance. Your speed has been clocked. They're very efficient in terms of, we've all done it, you know, going, oh gosh, I'm going too fast, slow down, and you're coming into a village. And it's a busy village, you know, it's a busy village in terms of the shops there, the hotel, there's a pub, there's a health centre, you have elderly people, you have young people, you have a playground, you have a credit union. So a lot goes on, and that's exactly what you want. You want your community village to be busy, but you also want people to be safe. And it's just, I think it's incumbent on the council to engage. You just have to engage. That's what you do. I mean, they've been calling, and rightly so, you know, for community engagement, to be active in your community. Yet this has fallen on deaf ears.